Well, a few weeks ago, Heather Raphael was here as part of a quartet, if memory serves, or a quintet. It was a quartet, I believe. I think my memory's right. We'll catch up with Heather and we'll find out for sure. But in any event, we were so happy to learn about her extended music interests that we wanted to have her back for Youth Express. She's going to be sharing songs that she wrote, and what I think is remarkable is this rising 11th grader has only been writing songs, if my memory's right, for a few months or so. So let's take a listen to Heather Raphael. That's Heather Raphael. And first of all, it takes a lot of courage to come and play live like this. You seem really comfortable doing that. Do you feel as comfortable as you seem?
No.
You seem fine. Tell me more about yourself. I know you're a student at Shadyside Academy. What community do you live in?
I live in Fox Chapel.
And when, well, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, outside of school, I do swimming and track. And right now, during the summer, I'm doing a lot. So I'm interning as a market manager at the Fox Chapel Farmers Market. And last week, I was just helping out with some kids who came from China to our school for a few weeks. And really soon, I'm going to go to a camp for kids with bleeding disorders and be a counselor in training there. So
yeah, I remember reading as we traded some emails back and forth that you really have a lot of interest in hematology.
Yeah, I do.
And you're thinking of studying in that field.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do because I know a lot of kids with bleeding disorders, and I have one myself, but it's very mild. But I know a lot of those kids it's hard for them to get like their medicine sometimes, and I want to like go into biomedical engineering and then hematology so I can figure out better ways to like make their medicine and make it more accessible.
Now, if you could refresh my memory, when you were here last, were you part of a group?
Well, yeah, I was here with Center for Young Musicians.
That's right. And now I remember.
Yeah, I actually sang the song I just sang.
I recognized it, yeah. And it's a great song. I remember now everybody played instrumentals, and you mm-hmm. played a song that you wrote. And yeah. I remember saying we really should have you back to share some more songs. I'd like to talk with you more about songwriting, but why don't we listen to another song? What was the one you just played? I'm sorry, and what would you like to play next?
All Fine.
All Fine. So let's take a listen again. This is Heather, who has a sister named Haley. That's why I was messing that up. Is she here somewhere?
Yeah.
Hi, Haley. Here is, again, Heather Raphael.
You can say I'm crazy, but then don't come back and change me, because I'm all fine with that. And you can say I'm trouble, because everything around me's rubble, but I'm all fine. It's hard to believe the mess we made of us. So get out, cause I'm a mess, you said, and just forget the rest, cause I'm done. And you say that I'm toxic and I've lost it, but I'm all fine with that. You can say I'm mental cause I crashed my mother's rental, but I'm all fine with that. And you can say I'm psycho, cause I always tell you to go, but I'm all fine with that. Honey, don't mess with me, cause then you'll see a side of me you don't wanna see. And I know it's hard to believe the mess we made of us. So get out, cause I'm a mess, you said, and just forget the rest, cause I'm done. And you say
Heather Raphael at the Saturday Light Brigade. So tell me about writing and when you began. I get the feeling you were writing before you were songwriting. Am I right about that? I'm only because your lyrics are really, no, yeah. You're shaking your head. Tell me about your writing process, then your songwriting process.
I started writing just because I don't know, I had some extra time, so I was just singing some songs. My piano teacher, Miss Sonia Tripathi, who's with the Center for Young Musicians, she told me that I should try to write my own songs. And originally I told her there was no way I could because I'm not that creative. But
and you were singing other people's songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I just sat down and I ended up writing a few songs and just went from there.
Well, she just wrote, by the way, to say that she's listening and that she wishes she could be here. with you. Please know I'm so proud of you and your hard work and dedication. You're a wonderful student. I'm listening to you right up until my flight takes off. So I guess she's heading out of town. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge or give a shout out to?
Well, I guess anybody who ended up listening to me. Thanks for listening to all my friends and family. And yeah.
Now, how did you develop the ability to feel more confident playing and singing? Do you have any advice for anybody that wants to develop that skill?
Well, honestly, going into every time I ever play piano at a concert or something, I always am very, very, very nervous. And I don't, like, I don't have confidence before, but then sometimes, like, I'll just sit down and I play and I just try to forget about everything else so that it makes me feel better.
Are you playing out at all? Like, will you play in a coffee shop or in some scenario where people can hear you?
I've never, like, played anywhere really other than here and the concerts that my music thing does. And at my school, we have concerts, so I have done a few featured numbers there. So I, like, would get together a song and then do it at the concert. But other than that, I haven't really, like, tried performing anywhere, but I hope to try to get out there more soon.
That's great. Well, we'll let you grab a drink and then another go ahead and another song coming up. If you're just joining us, this is Heather Raphael, who is 16 and sharing some original songs with us this morning. And what song is next?
Where? You said you loved me one month ago. Months later, I said I loved you too. You said that we were meant to be forever, and I said forever I'm with you. Where'd love go? September day, you told me it was almost over, but we walked and you fell back in love. You held me while I cried and told me it was okay, and I believed you for all that time. Not forever. And where do we
promise that you're not my forever.
Haley Raphael. Heather Raphael. I did it again. Heather, Haley. How's that gonna, how old is Haley?
She's 18.
She's 18.
Going to college in 2 weeks.
Does that happen to your, do your parents do that? Do they sometimes mix you up ever?
All the time.
I'm sure they
and
do.
Those.
I don't know why Haley.
What they always yell at her, then they yell my dog's name, and then they yell my name.
That's good if you're third.
Yeah.
I don't know why the other H keeps sticking in my head. What's your dog's name?
Phantom.
So it's Haley, Phantom, and then finally you.
Yeah.
That's probably the only time you would rather have a dog ahead of you in the pecking order if you're in trouble. You have a beautiful voice. Have you taken singing lessons or done anything to, you know, work with your voice much?
I've never taken singing lessons before, but when I was in seventh grade, I got into Core Choir, which was an auditioned choir group, and I did that for 2 years. But they only met like once every 8 days.
Well, you're probably around a lot of people who sing well and who like to sing.
And now I'm in chamber choir, which is another audition group in my high school. And there's about like maybe 24, 25 of us. And so I sing with them. So it's kind of helped me work on like my voice and stuff. But I've never had like a singing lesson.
Now, we have time, I think, for two more songs. If you feel comfortable playing two more. And if you're just joining us, this is Heather Raphael. She's 16. She'll be going into 11th grade. And these are all original songs here on our Youth Express segment today. And she's accompanying them, accompanying herself as she plays them. And what's the name of the next song you'd like to do?
Ode to Ellie.
Ode to Ellie. I was curious about this song. is Ellie a person?
No.
Nope. Okay. A person in the song, maybe, but not a real person. Here again is Heather Raphael.
Feeling kind of down. together, but I'm moving on to better things.
That was another great song. How many songs do you think you've written today?
Around 15, I would say.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you for being here. Is there anything, before you play one more song, is there anything you wanted to mention that I may have not had a chance to ask you or anyone you wanted to acknowledge?
Not really.
Great. I put a picture of Heather up on our Facebook page so you can see her playing and comment on her music if you'd like. I'm sure she'd appreciate hearing from you. And I hope you have a great rest of the summer. It sounds like you're really busy and a good school year ahead. What would you like to close up with?
Into Your Arms.
Into Your Arms. Thank you again, Heather Raphael.
Oh, watch you from a distance, but it's a long way to go. And I feel you sleeping next to me, but I fear you alone. And if you opened up your eyes, you would see me standing right in front of you, saying I love you, won't you please take away my pain. Honey, I love you, please come back to home and let me into your arms. Please come in and take me out of this pain you put me in. Honey, I want you, please let me come back and into your arms. I want you, I need you. I pray every night. Maybe you're blind, but you can't see the part of me that lies and cries. When you ask why I'm so sad, I always say that I'm okay. But I'm dying to let you in to my mind and say, honey,
thank you, Heather Raphael.